The Memoir Series, a selection of memoirs by summer citizens and students participating in the 4-Minute Memoirs course at Utah State University.
On swearing. Sometimes I think there's just too much swearing in this world. Swearing has its place, of course. Somehow when you drop the dinner casserole on the kitchen floor, oh darn, just doesn't cut it. Oh crap, or even the more uncouth oh shit seems more appropriate for this sort of tragedy. I've never become an accomplished swearer. Is that even a word? Oh hell, I don't care. Growing up, my family didn't swear, so I didn't get that all-important early learning. One time only, I heard my mom sort of almost swear. She said, "I forgot to wash the damn coffee pot." My grandma and I stood there open-mouthed staring at her. It was so out of character for her that the episode still pops into my mind now and then. It was that unusual. My brother went off to serve in the Army just as World War II was ending. And what a shock when he returned 2 years later and treated us to a string of profanity so grand that he could have been returning from the Navy. It was as though he had taken a class on profanity. He was that good. The F word had not yet gained its current popularity, thank God. I refer to the deity, not the swear word. My brother managed to get a PhD and became the head of the psych department of a southern university. But he kept on with his prolific swearing. Very tolerant people, the Southerners. He did pick up some colorful Southern-style profanity, such as some bitch and the like, not really considered bona fide swearing down there, I'm told. It seems to me today's comedians must have a contest of sorts going on to see which one can drop the most F-bombs in a sentence. Much as I love watching the Comedy Channel and the likes of Louis Black, the cynic, Jeff Dunham, the fabulous ventriloquist, and Ron White, the cigar-smoking, whiskey-drinking character, I do have my own level of tolerance. One must have standards, after all. In the event they drop the F-bomb more than once in a sentence, I'm out of here to another station. The networks get very coy, bleeping the swear words. But we're on to that, aren't we? I've never felt the need to use the F word myself. It just doesn't suit me somehow. People, for the most part, seem to use the word for shock value or to let others know what a cool dude or dudess they are. There are actually some pseudo-swear words that come in handy in an emergency. I confessed I have used them, but after all, the meaning is quite clear, so if you think about it, it's probably the same as using the real word. My favorite in the pseudo category is friggin', as in, my friggin' computer is out again, or, now I have to write another friggin' essay. And doll, I will be 84 on my next birthday.
This has been a memoir from the Memoir Series, a selection of memoirs by summer citizens and students participating in the 4-Minute Memoirs course at Utah State University. To hear more of these memoirs, check out upr.org.